Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomre Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment on the final section of Shmona Esrei. We were discussing yesterday the opening line of the bracha of Ritzei, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael v'sfil asam, that God should look favorably upon Klal Yisrael and their prayers. And we said it's somewhat strange, why are we even talking about the Jewish people? We should talk about their prayers. Let's get straight to the point. We mentioned, Rav Hirsch explains, that the prayers are all the more meaningful if God views us as sincere servants of His. I would like to mention Rav Schwab's approach. Rav Schwab says something slightly different. He says, this bracha in general, this bracha of service of God, is very much about the hope that He should have nachas from us, He should have pleasure from us in how we live our lives, in our relationship with Him. This, according to Rav Schwab, is a very significant shift. He poses a very interesting question. What was the previous bracha of Shmona Esrei, on a weekday at least? Shomea Tfila. That God hears our prayers, we ask that He listen to our prayers. Okay, so that was the previous bracha. And now we go into this bracha, and we say He should find favor with our prayers. What in the world is the difference between listening to our prayers and finding favor with our prayers? Isn't that the same thing? So Rav Schwab explains that the bracha of Shomea Tefillah is the last bracha of the request section. We say to God, listen, we asked for a lot of things in this prayer. We asked that people be well. We asked that people have parnasa. We asked for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We asked for so many different things. And we ask of you that you should accept all of our prayers. That's what we're asking for in Shomea Tefillah. We're asking for something else now. We're asking Ritzei that He should find favor with our prayers. Not because we want our prayers to be accepted. That's been mentioned already. We want Him to listen to our prayers and say, ah, my people are living the way they're supposed to live. My people are communicating with me. You know, it's almost like if you would imagine calling a relative. So many of us have had the experience, maybe when we've been younger, we need something, we call our parents and we ask them for something. We call a sibling, we ask them for something. So what's the purpose of the phone call? The purpose of the phone call is to get what we need. Okay, we'll be menschlich about it, we'll ask how they're doing, we'll tell them how our Shabbos was, but we need something from them. Many times, we call a relative, particularly an older relative, just to say hello. Just that they should understand and see that the relationship is meaningful to us. And we hope the fact that we're calling is something that they have nachas from. So lahavdil, the first example, is much more like Shomea Tefillah. We hope God listens. We call someone, we need something, okay. The second is just, we just hope that God finds favor in the fact that we're talking in the first place. We hope that our prayers are seen as sincere. We hope He has a nachas from our prayers. We hope it's not, oh, you again. And that's the request. And therefore, says Rav Schwab, before we even talk about the prayers, we talk about Amcha Yisrael. We hope we in general find favor in your eyes. And one of the ways in which we hope to find favor in your eyes is through our prayers. This is a point that Rav Schwab comments on in different places within this bracha. I'm sure we'll come back to this over the next days. That the idea of being in this world to make a Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify God's name, is one of our greatest roles and responsibilities, and we need to live up to that. It's interesting, we discussed yesterday the idea of asking for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and that happens in this bracha too. It's such a significant thing in our general outlook. If we value our relationship with God, why in the world would we not want there to be a Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was a place here in the world that God's presence was more evident than anywhere else in the world. If we want to have that relationship, and we want Him to have nachas from that relationship, not only with us, but with others, we should beg that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. So it's so fitting that this bracha that has to do with the hope that God has pleasure from how we're serving Him should also be, we desperately hope that He have a context in which we and others can connect to Him all the more meaningfully. Not for our sake, but for His sake. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.